What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms. And we say good morning to everybody on a Wednesday across the country and the world. Welcome in to Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. And we've got a dual interview that I have been very, very excited to get started because we've got two powerhouse actors. They've got a new film that is set for release in 2 days. Our first guest, you know him from Bad Blood, Sons of Anarchy, Goon, and Godless. Now, when I say those four titles, it's not doing him justice. His career, over 150 credits in his remarkable career that has kept him on a steady track since the mid-80s. Opposite actress, from Banshee, True Detective, Bone Tomahawk, Ray Donovan, Power Book 4 as Claudia Claude Flynn. This young lady discovered at the young age of 15 and a fast rising career in just 13 short years has attached her to several great series and characters. The film out in 2 days is Double Down South. Please welcome Kim Coates and Lily Simmons. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, Lily, that intro, like, can we do that intro in every interview we ever do down the line?
Oh, Kim, Lily, guys, I would do that for you guys anytime. First things first, I know I've got just 7 short minutes with you both. I got to say congratulations on your new film, due out in 2 days, doing very well on the festival circuit so far. Kim, let me start first with you, and Lily, I'll transition to you after that. Kim, you got to be proud of this. You are no stranger. Your career has been remarkable, and you've got a good one here. You got to be proud.
Thanks. I really mean that. Thanks from the bottom of my heart. You know my career, and Josh, I'm telling you, these independent films, when they're good, when they're well-written, when you have Tommy Shulman behind it, who, you know, won the Oscar for Best Writer on Dead Poets Society, I mean, that doesn't get any better than that. And then you start feeling all the pieces with Lily and the rest of the cast, and Alan Cadillo, the DP, and filming a bit of a true story that Tommy's had in his brain for well over 50 years. And it's based upon this game called Keno. Really, that's sort of like the story. But what happens in this story and this drama is going to shock everybody. It's going to blow everybody away. It takes place in the early 90s. I mean, the accents that we worked on, Lily's pool playing. She became the best pool player of all of us by the middle of this shoot, actually before we even started, to tell you the truth. And to have this mansion that we shot it in Madison, Georgia, to be there for 5 weeks was very, very special as artists that we are to do a movie like this that's such an independent flair and now getting attention in the film circuit, film festival circuit, winning all these awards. And now we're finally opening it to America on Friday, and we're just really excited.
You know, and Lily, Kim offers up some high praise. Really, Tom got the best out of this entire cast, and especially both of you as leads. The writing, the dialogue is snappy. Kim talked about the location. It's sweaty, it's gritty, and here you are amongst this ensemble cast, a lot of men, and you are a fierce and beautiful presence right in the middle of it. Talk to me about your role in this character as Diana, and of course, learning to play Keno, which would be way above my head. You had to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, Josh, I didn't even really know how to play pool.
Oh no.
Yeah, I had no bridge. I didn't know what I was doing, and thank God for Matt Craven, friends of Kim and Tom's, who spent hours and hours and hours with me weeks before we went out to Georgia. And so bless him, so grateful. But yeah, Diana, she's so brave. She's resilient. She knows how to cut a man down to size. She's self-sufficient. She can handle herself. She grew up, in a really transient lifestyle with her father playing pool around the South. And that's why her accent's a little, she's got a little bit of everything in her accent. But she also has a big heart, and she takes in people who need her help. And there's a little bit of that in this movie, I have to say.
Well, and one thing I've got to ask, you know, I talk about this script and how well it was written. I mean, there's some great, great snappy dialogue and writing in this. And you and Kim have some very intense scenes. There's scenes where you're up against the wall and Kim is right in your face. How did you learn to stand on your two feet and fire back in this house filled with men? It's amazing to watch.
You know, our industry is... is a good teacher, I would say. You need to have thick skin. You need to be able to stand on your two feet, have the confidence in yourself that you can do it. And, so I brought a little bit of myself into the story. But getting to be in her shoes and really, you know, be strong and not be afraid. Playing her gave me the ability to do that. And Kim is so lovely and wonderful off screen. And that's why he's such a talented actor, because he's terrifying when he's playing his characters.
Yeah. And if I may just add to that, Lily, I mean, that scene that you're talking about, Josh, there's my nickname on Sons of Anarchy was Safety First.
Yes. Safety first.
Like I literally would stop filming when Tommy would drag his feet or when DL would get out of line, and I would just stop it. And I really do take some credit for having no massive accidents for the 7 years in those Harleys because of me. And I'm telling you, that scene that you're talking about is a very riveting, horrifyingly, I don't know.
It's menacing.
Where that scene, it's very menacing. Yeah, all that. And I don't want to give too much away, but the first thing Lily and I did, the very first thing, was make sure that everything was going to be safe and that no one was going to get hurt, no one was going to feel uncomfortable, because it's a very uncomfortable scene and Tommy wrote it that way. And I think we did that. Well, I know we did that because it's in the movie and no one got hurt. But I'm telling you, it's like you better trust the other actor doesn't get too deep into it or too method or too whatever you want to call it. These young actors who don't even know what method acting is, you better come to play. But you better remember that these are human beings that we're dealing with. And that's why we're artists. And what Tommy wrote and the way I played Nick and the way Lily played Diane, I think comes across in two or three of those very electric, frightening scenes that we can't wait for people to see.
We are right at 10:01. And of course, these two amazing people have got a busy, busy tour this morning. Again, Kim Coates, who plays Nick, and then also Lily Simmons playing Diana. The new movie is Double Down South, set for release in 2 days, directed by Tom Schulman. You guys, you have been absolutely amazing. I wish we had more time with you. I cannot wait to see this movie and, of course, all the projects you both have coming out. You're two of the busiest working folks in Hollywood right now, and your careers and everything you've done really show that off. I wish you the very, very best this morning on your tour, and thank you for giving me time here in Missouri.
Thanks so much.
Right on, Josh. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Take care.